Good morning, good day, everyone. We are now on day 28. An ambassador of peace sent to reconcile. Restful one, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of the vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Romans 3:10-18. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Romans 10:14-15. All around you in your culture there is so much iniquity, brokenness, rejection of God. So many people with no peace within themselves are wounding other people. When someone has no peace within, they take away the peace of others around them. People who have no peace need someone to tell them about the salvation of Jesus Christ, and they are designed by God to do beautiful, holy, wonderful things with the power of God working through them. Restful one, I bless you with the being of one of those who is sent to go to people who lack peace, to take the peace that is within you and share it with them. I bless you with being sent to clearly express the good news of the gospel story in ways that it has never been told before, as well as in timeless ways as it has been told many times. I bless you with finding a way to express the music of the gospel to those who have rejected the song many times before and have never really heard it with their spirits, to be able to present it in new way, new keys and new rhythms. I bless you with an anointing in your spirit to open closed doors of other people's spirits so that the message of the gospel might speak from your spirit to their spirit, confirmed by the Holy Spirit of the true and living God. Their closed minds will be no barrier to the sound of freedom that comes from your lips to their spirit. I bless you with the Spirit of God working in their heart and spirit of those who hear, so that they can believe. Restful one, I bless you with an anointing of faith that goes along with your anointing of peace to evangelize. I bless you so that whether you are speaking one-on-one or publicly to hundreds, faith will be imparted through your life to the spirit of the listener. May they have faith to believe the incomprehensible story of the gospel of Jesus Christ and resurrection, providing reconciliation with God and man and peace for them. I bless you to encourage them to act upon that faith, to embrace the message that they have heard and be converted. I bless you with the beautiful feet of one who brings good news to the wounded, broken generations that has rejected many forms of Christianity but has not truly known Christ who brings peace. I bless you with profound reconciliation with God that leads to fearless compulsion to share the peace that you have with others. I bless you with opportunities to come to you because of the peace with God that you have received. Having been made whole, all the parts of your identity coming into completeness and harmony. I bless you with peace that emanates from you because of these things, causing people to seek you out and ask you about the hope that is within you. I bless you with evangelisms being a natural and normal part of your life, the normal conversation that you have with strangers and friends alike. I bless you with a vast harvest in your generation of family, of friends, of strangers you meet in the passing. I bless you with having the beautiful feet of one who brings good news in such a way that people hear, understand, believe, and receive the reconciliation Jesus purchased with his own blood. I bless you with being a mighty reconciler, bringing people into peace with God. I bless you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the Prince of Peace. Lord, I've heard the term many times that we're ambassadors, and I've wondered many, many times about what it actually means. I've looked it up. I looked at the root words of what it means. But really, Lord, what does it mean from your point of view to be true ambassadors of you, of your kingdom, of your culture, of our home? I heard a story once as an analogy of what it is to kind of be saved, or what it is to receive the gospel, and it was that there was a child that was born to acrobats, and they were and somehow, I don't know if they had gotten lost, but they had been adopted by a very nice family, and I don't remember the details, but it was like that child grew up and they were accountants and you know, you call it just normal human beings, and though they were loved and they were cared for, they never seemed to fit. They never seemed to really get it. They could do it, but they just, you know, and they felt like there was something wrong with them, and only to come and be reunited, in a sense, and come to realize that they're not an accountant, for lack of a better term, I don't remember all the details, but they truly were an acrobat. That was like a case of mistaken identity. That there's some awakening to that needs to transpire in our lives, Lord God, where we come to realize that what we thought we knew about who we are and what we thought about what our home was, that we're not Americans, though you born us into this place, or Canadian or Jamaican or Kenyan or, you know, Chinese or Australian. That we're truly your citizens of heaven. And that as ambassadors of that place, that there is a place that we call home, that we know not of, but you're trying to impart into us, and that we are supposed to be one that is acting on your behalf, that is given full privilege and rights, that has full access and authority, and some definitions of it, it is you are acting on behalf of, when acting in full authority of the King himself. So there is some aspect of who we are, of what our home is and what we represent, that we are desiring, and there's a path been made forward for us to have access to, and that it is almost like there's an aspect of who we are that's being rewritten. There's a thing in which we know that is ancient, but there's a place of it that is new. And that, Lord, we are called to the greatest ministry, the only real ministry that has ever been mentioned in the Bible itself, you know, we're to minister to you, etc., but is the ministry of reconciliation. There are many ministries out there that specialize in different areas of ministry, but the only real ministry mentioned in the Bible is the ministry of reconciliation, that we are to be reconciling people to you, whether it's spiritually, whether it's in their soul, or whether it's reconciling their body through healing, to be reconciled unto you. That all of it is reconciling to who we are, or into the place of, I don't want to call it perfection, but the place in which is perfect in you. And so, Lord, you are the Prince of Peace, and you are to rule and reign in our hearts. So, Lord, my first prayer in all of this would be that, Lord, that you as the Prince of Peace would come, that our hearts to be open to you, and that today we would invite you in to a new aspect of which you will rule and reign in our heart as the Prince of Peace. And that, Lord, there is an active part of being an ambassador. And there are true evangelists that are out there that are to work on the converting of people. That's, for lack of a better term, how many conversions have you had? But, Lord, I think the greatest compliment that could ever be given to us would for us to be in heaven, and somehow you to show all the lives that we impacted that we didn't know anything about. That is our lives being a song or a tapestry to that is a as they would say is a love song to you, that is a tapestry to is a painting or that we are the stained glass that your light shines through, that there be something intangible about our lives that will get on people, that will get in people, that will draw people unto you. And God, I pray today that there be such an impartation, a hunger, a newness, an overriding, a maturing, or even almost like a fermentation process where we are something completely different, and that is almost incidental the impact that we have, including, or especially in this case, the impartation and the releasing of peace. Lord, if we are to learn to live a life where we are operating from a place of rest, then Lord, then one thing that should be evident, one fruit that should certainly be able to be seen is peace. That in the midst of all the swirl of things that seem to be happening out in the world, I heard a wonderful sermon from a person that I wasn't even I just would say out of sync with. We didn't speak the same language, but it's this idea that when we get saved, everybody thinks, most people seem to, you know, we have this immature idea that everything is going to be peachy and nothing's going to happen, that we're going to be immune to the stuff in this world. But the reality becomes that we are called to walk through the same kind of stuff that everybody else did. Just like when you came, you endured temptation. Now, we have no idea necessarily what you were tempted by other than when you went to the desert and that the enemy went to tempt you, and we know about the temptations that he put before you, but that you have because you came here in your humanity, you know what we struggle with. You know what these things are. And in the midst of all of those things, I've wondered what you looked like when you were here on earth. You cried, you got mad. But in the midst of all of the stuff that we walk through, like everybody else, there's supposed to be an intangible thing about our life that looks different than everybody else's, though we're walking through the same thing. And at some point, there has to be this kind of reality check where people go like, wait a minute, what is going on? Why aren't you acting like me? Why aren't you freaking out? Why aren't you, whatever the case is? And the only real answer is you. It's Jesus. You, Lord, are the only thing that makes our lives manageably, noticeably, evidently, completely different. And that when we get saved, that we become a new creation, and there is something fundamentally different about who we are to who we used to be, but that we are different, distinctly different from this world and those that are in it and the systems that are in it. We're in the world, but not of the world. So, Lord, I pray that for each person, that there be such a deposit of your peace, such a deposit, even if we have to grab it by faith and say, I don't feel it. I don't know, but I'm going to grab by faith that this is something that is mine, given to me, and that the Lord himself has come to sit and rule and reign in my heart, and the Prince of Peace to be ushered there, and that, Lord, that there be a release of peace to all that around us, that even creation itself, that is groaning for the manifestations of the sons of God, for the awakening, I would put it, the awakening and the activation of our sonship and our identity into a greater, fuller picture that creation itself is waiting to be released from frustration. That, Lord, even creation to be impacted by the mystery of the union of us with you, and in that new being, the creation itself to be impacted by what is carried within us. And yes, Lord, I pray that we all have the boldness, that we all have the obedience, that we all have the in the moment, the courage to speak up, the courage to reach out, the courage to share our testimony, the courage to actively and intentionally be releasing our peace into the lives of people, whether directly through words, through deeds, or to be doing it from afar. I was listening to someone once talking about the fruits of the Spirit as things that we can discern what people are needing in our interactions with them and willfully choose to release and extend that fruit of the Spirit to the person that we're engaging with. So whether it's like that, that we discern people that need peace or some other aspect of you, and that we can, even just spiritually speaking, choose to extend that to them in which they need in the moment they're in. I pray for all of that, Lord. But for these that are listening to this message, I pray that there be such a reconciliation within us, that there be such a release of who you are, that everywhere that they would go, Lord, to bring the good news, and that, Lord, that it just bring glory to you, and that every aspect of our life in the end is just pointing to you. Everything in our life is just pointing to you. The difference of why our lives in so many ways look so different from everything else around us, including that none of our circumstances are dictating any of our actions, any of our behaviors, any of our attitudes, any of our feelings, that, Lord, we become so consumed and focused upon you that nothing around us, our environments itself, do not define in any way who we are, what we're doing, how we behave, and what we release. So today, Lord, may your peace rain down. May into the speaking of my voice now, Lord, that I, by faith, release peace over the ones that are listening to this. That, Lord, you promise that your peace that you give, you do not give as man gives, that there's something substantive about your peace. And that, Lord, in being an ambassador of peace is just being an ambassador of kingdom, of your kingdom, and to be releasing heaven's kingdom, heaven's cultures, your identity, your nature, of which one of those things that is speaking of which you are is peace and love and joy and peace and long-suffering and all the other fruits of the Spirit, Lord. But today, I pray that there be an extending of the peace of God to rest on each and every one of these people. That, Lord, your peace to invade their families, your peace to release into their households, so that each and every person that comes by, even walks by the house, knows, can feel that there's something about it. In their offices, in their cars, off the sound of their voices, when they're ordering coffee, that there be something distinctly different that's being released everywhere that they go. And all of it, Lord, just draw people more and more to you. If they've never seen you, they've never known you, that they would come to know you. And if they do know you, they would be drawn into something different. I'm just don't want to get on a rant, but I'm thinking of, I'm trying to remember the man's name, but he was one of the leading Moravians, and they were a group that lived in Herrnhut, Germany. They'd come from, I think, the Czech Republic as a persecuted people, and Count Zinzendorf had taken them in, and they became, they started a movement of 24-hour prayer and worship, and they became the kind of the pioneers of what we define as modern missionaries. And they had several statements that allowed them to be very ecumenical, and that, you know, that in them core things that there's unity. In the essentials, unity; in the non-essentials, charity; and in all things, love. So let's unite on the big things. Let's give each other some charity or some grace on the things that aren't. But they were radical. They would sell themselves into slavery to go reach people. And if they had a slogan, if I die, that one should live. And anyway, John Wesley, who most of you have heard, John Wesley was on a boat, and he was in ministry, but it wasn't anything of note. And on the boat, they were into a storm, and everybody thought they were going to die. And they're praying, and they're crying, and they're wailing, and yet there's this small group over there of these Germans, and they are laughing, and they're carrying on, and now forgive me for the use of this term, okay, but it's how I heard it, and the guy that told the story, you know, he was like, they literally, he thought they were, if you read his biography, apparently he thought they were retarded. And he walked over to them and wanted to inform them of why they should be terrified. And don't you realize that we're about to die? And this leader looks up at him and he said, sir, we die every day. In that moment, of course they make it through the storm, John Wesley realized that they had something that he did not. And he made it a mission to find out what that is. And so he bought another ticket and found his way, you know, back across the ocean and went to and spent time with Count Zinzendorf and the Moravians over in Germany, and then became the man that ignited Europe and the United States, or North America. And so the point is, Lord, I'm talking to people, I'm talking to God, is a prayer that I would have for each person here is that they have some aspect of that upon their life. That if people have never known the Lord, they would just be so, like, fascinated. I had a friend of mine, used to be a policeman in South Africa, before and during apartheid. I mean, during the apartheid time and after, and he was in a rural place here in the United States, very isolated, and talked about how he went from being a racist to God met him, and then he now is, you know, is just, you know, there's just love. And it was just a normal kind of a talk. And then, you know, just talking to him, just like you would as you're having a cup of coffee, and the man saw him the next day, oh, Willie, I have not been able to sleep. Your words have been like fire to me. I have been up all night long. I don't know what is it about what you're saying, but there's something about what you're saying. I literally couldn't sleep last night. That, Lord, that there be something. There's some aspect of you that is so, and who we know you to be, that is so resonant and resonant within us, that the same thing could be saying about us. That there's something that you have that I don't, that I want. But you're not going to find it in the self-help section. There's no mantra that's going to do it. Only Jesus alone. And the Lord, that it would draw us today deeper to you, but that, and that we would have these people in our lives. That there's something distinguishing, Lord, that would draw us into a place with you that would just make people want to know you, be fascinated, and that there's some aspect of you, something that we carry that they want. We bless you and we love you, Lord, in Jesus' name.